Today, Will Smith posted a picture of himself on his Instagram looking exactly like he looks right now. And, you know, he's not in the best shape for an actor. I mean, he looks fine. He looks like he's got like a dad bod. You know, he looks perfectly fine. And he wrote, "I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life," is what he said. And remember, like, being in bad shape is not just your physical body. You can physically look good and you can't lift a weight. So being in bad shape could also mean like you're super weak, you can't run a mile, that kind of stuff. And everybody got on there. If you can see, everyone was on there like, "Live your best life. Oh my God, you're amazing. If that's bad shape, then everyone's giving like positive." It was all like very positive and very like, you know, that's bad shape. No, you look amazing. And you're Will Smith. There's no such thing as bad shape. Like, all these celebrities commented and that kind of thing. So funny enough, the two other things that were going viral today, aside from this, were Billie Eilish and Tess Holliday. So let's talk about them. Why don't you show the
Holliday.
People. Yeah, show the people who can see us, Tess Holliday, and I'll describe it. So Tess Holliday is a very, very famous plus size model. She's very well known, and she's got a lot of tattoos, and she's really beautiful, and she's been in Sports Illustrated and all this kind of stuff. And she's actually lost weight. She was actually larger than she is. She's still very much plus sized. But because she lives in a world that being heavy, even though you're a model, even though you're a plus size model, you're making millions of dollars. She still lives in a world that being heavy is shunned and thinness is valued. She's actually anorexic. And she told us on Instagram that she is anorexic and she's in recovery and she's trying to get better. And people were like, "You don't look healthy to me." And nobody was supportive. They were all saying these terrible things to her and body shaming her because she's a larger woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's just, to me, it's odd that today is the day that Tess Holliday posted a photo of herself. You know, she's a larger woman to begin with. And Will Smith posted a photo of himself. And everyone's like supportive and you're awesome. And, you know, you look good, boo, and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And whereas everybody got on with her and they were like, you know, people were like, "You're disgusting. How can that be healthy? Anorexic. Are you kidding me?" Like, just, she's sitting there telling you that she has an eating disorder and they're saying even worse things to her, you know? So it's a really good example of how women are treated versus how men are treated. Definitely in the celebrity world, like, forget about the rest of us idiots. These are two celebrities. I mean, these are two people that make millions of dollars a year doing what they do. And she's being shamed for being open about her size. And I
bet she had positive comments too.
She did. No, she had some positive comments too. But the thing is, he didn't have any negative comments. Nobody was like, "Yeah, you fat fuck."
Yeah.
You know, whereas people were saying terrible things to her. I mean, awful things to her that, you know me, I would repeat everything, but I won't repeat that because I don't want to put that out there in the world. You know, it was pretty awful. So that both happened today, just as Billie Eilish is on the cover of Vogue, of British Vogue, and they did a whole spread inside and they decided to make her look like a real vixen. You probably have seen this because this has been trending for a couple of days. So Billie Eilish, as you know, she came into the world, into our world, when she was like 16 or 17. She's 19 now. Mm-hmm. And she always wears like big baggy clothes and she always has the, you know, purple hair or green hair or black hair. Now she's blonde. So she's very like anti-sexism, valuing women for their bodies. Like, she doesn't want to be valued for any of that stuff. So she doesn't wear anything sexy or anything provocative. So this is the first time that she's being seen kind of like, you know, very vixenish and very kind of sexy. And this photo, by the way, I've seen her documentary. This photo is photoshopped within an inch of its life.
Mm-hmm.
So this has caused a lot of controversy as well, because she is somebody that does not want to be objectified, does not want to be looked at as a sexual being, and yet they really sexualized her. So she says, "You guys are missing the message here. Like, this is all about taking it back. Like, if I want to look like this one day, I will. Like, I can look like this, and then tomorrow I'll have my hair in a ponytail, I'll painted green and then I'll wear my big baggy clothes. Like, that's the idea. Like, being a woman, being a real feminist is being both.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been, those are the three controversies today. And it's very interesting that the conversation about women has been very different than the conversation surrounding men.